Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, May 25th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by ProClip USA. Leading off today, Apple has officially confirmed the WWDC 2021 schedule, saying that the week will kick off with a special event keynote on June 7th. This is where we expect Apple to officially introduce its next round of software updates, such as iOS 15 and WatchOS 8. Now, a new report from John Prosser also says that new MacBook Pros are coming at WWDC. This comes after Bloomberg reported last week that new Apple Silicon MacBook Pros could come as soon as in the early summer. Prosser made the claim on Twitter, responding to speculation that the new artwork for WWDC 2021 could be hinting at a MacBook Pro announcement. Prosser simply wrote on Twitter that he can confirm a new MacBook Pro is coming at WWDC this year, but he did not elaborate. Apple's next MacBook Pro is expected to bring a new design with Apple Silicon on the inside and perhaps upgraded mini-LED display technology. The new design is said to be flatter, similar to the iPad Pro, and it will reportedly be available in 14-inch and 16-inch display sizes. The Apple Silicon chip on the inside is likely to be something similar to the M1X, with Bloomberg reporting that it will feature a 10-core design with 8 high-performance cores and 2 high-efficiency cores. Apple will offer 2 variations of the chip, one with 16 GPU cores and another with 32 GPU cores. So while WWDC is generally a software-focused event, hardware announcements are not uncommon. Last year at WWDC 2020, Apple did not announce any new hardware, but the previous year it announced the Pro Display XDR and the Mac Pro. In general, Apple keeps product announcements at WWDC limited to ones that relate to developers, and this MacBook Pro seems to fit that bill for WWDC 2021. In other news, Apple has officially released iOS 14.6 to the public. This update includes Apple Card family sharing support, Apple Podcast subscriptions, AirTag improvements, and more. Apple is also releasing iPadOS 14.6 to the public today. You can update your iPhone or iPad by going to the Settings app, choosing General, then choosing Software Update. Following the release of iOS 14.5 to the public last month, iOS 14.6 is another major update for iPhone and iPad users. One of the biggest changes is support for Apple Card Family. This feature was announced at Apple's special event last month, and it allows users to share their Apple Card via family sharing. Apple Card can be shared with up to 5 people, including anyone 13 years or older, in your family sharing group. This makes it possible for families to track expenses, manage spending with optional limits and controls, and build credit together. And coming in July, you'll be able to merge 2 Apple Card accounts into one and combine the credit limits, such as if you and your spouse both have separate Apple Cards currently. iOS 14.6 also brings support to the Podcasts app for Apple's new Apple Podcast subscriptions platform. This allows podcasts to offer paid subscriptions to their shows, with bonus content such as ad-free episodes and subscriber-only episodes. This appears to be a server-side change, and Apple will need to enable it on their own, so the feature does not appear to be live quite yet. We've got the full release notes for iOS 14.6 at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by ProClip USA. Distracted driving is dangerous, and cell phones are one of the biggest causes of related accidents. You need a safe and sturdy spot to place your phone for GPS navigation, hands-free calling, and listening to your favorite podcast. And suction cups and vent clips just don't cut it. There are plenty of flimsy vent clips for MagSafe that use third-party magnets that aren't optimized for your new iPhone. But ProClip USA makes a mount that allows you to simply snap in your own MagSafe charging puck for the most secure MagSafe mount on the market. There are 2 parts to the ProClip USA design. First, the vehicle mounting base is designed specifically for the exact make, model, and year of your car. It easily snaps tightly into the seams of your dashboard panels for a solid and secure fit. I was able to install mine in just a few minutes. Second, the phone holder is made specifically for your iPhone, and there are a number of different configurations from which to choose. The ProClip MagSafe holder lets you bring the convenience of MagSafe to your car with just a snap. I've been using it for a few weeks now, and it really is that easy. If you're looking for a way to bring MagSafe to your car, there is no better option than ProClip USA. Don't settle for flimsy vent clips and suction cups, and build your custom ProClip solution today at ProClipUSA.com. Fans of 9to5Mac can save 10% on their order using the promo code 9TO5 at checkout from now until August 31st. Rounding out today, after 3 weeks of testimony, evidence, and debating over what the definition of a game is, the Epic versus Apple trial has officially adjourned. Now, Judge Yovan Gonzalez-Rogers will retreat and analyze the testimony to make a ruling in the case sometime over the coming months. In lieu of traditional closing arguments, the final day of the trial consisted of 3 hours of back and forth between Judge Rogers and lawyers for Apple and Epic. Judge Rogers asked both sides a variety of questions about the past 3 weeks of testimony. One of the points Judge Rogers repeatedly mentioned during the trial was that customers have the ability to choose what ecosystem they use, referring to Android versus iOS. So when a user chooses iOS, they accept the limitations of the App Store. Judge Rogers also focused heavily on something called steering. This refers to Apple's guidelines that state developers are not allowed to steer customers to make digital purchases outside of the App Store. If this trial forces any changes, it seems like one of the focuses of Judge Rogers' ruling will be on steering, perhaps allowing developers to instruct customers to go buy digital goods outside of the App Store. The judge also pressed Epic specifically on potential remedies. Epic's lawyer explained that Apple does not have to give away access to the iPhone ecosystem, and all Epic wants is to get rid of restrictions that are specifically anti-competitive. But the judge didn't exactly buy this argument, saying that Epic likely does have ulterior motives in this case. She said, quote, "Epic is here because if relief is granted, they go from a multi-billion-dollar company to maybe a trillion-dollar company, but they won't do it out of the kindness of their heart," end quote. So now that testimony has wrapped, the Epic versus Apple trial has officially been adjourned. Judge Rogers did not provide any specific date on when she hopes to make a decision, but she did say that she wants to get to this while the memory of the testimony is still fresh. Either way, she has over 4,500 pages of testimony to review, so it will take a while before any ruling is decided. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.